This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Azerbaijani music conceals thousands of traditions which can only be expressed through its musicians and performers. Alim Kasimov is one of the most renowned singers of Mugan traditions as he fuses poetry, modal music and improvisatory singing into an Azerbaijani ensemble. Mugan traditions and melodies are for the first time being brought to the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra with Alim Kasimov and his daughter Fagana Kasimova. Today we speak to them to learn more about this art, and translating for us in this interview is Vasif Abutalibov of the Embassy of the Republic of Azerbaijan. Welcome to the show. Firstly, can you help paint us a vivid picture of Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan is a very unique country, let's say. It's got the nine climatic zones. It's have a very pleasant weathers. People are friendly. It's a very nice place to visit, actually. Azerbaijan, like Malaysia, are keeping both countries are keeping their own traditions. They're keen of bringing the tourists to see their beauties, and we hope that relations between our countries will be expanding, especially in the field of arts.
What sparked off your passion for music?
Well, when we're talking about our music, from one side, from the first side, you can describe it like a normal music. But when you will go deep inside, it will become not the music only, but like a foot which a human being taking and which is feeding him for the whole his life.
Looking at this ensemble, how was it created?
Actually, the first person who started this ensemble was my daughter, who is sitting next to me. When I was studying in the musical school, she was a toddler, and she was studying by herself for the first time, and he was studying, looking on her by himself. My first experience in Mugan music was when I started to perform with the well-known artists of Azerbaijan, of Mugan music. When I was growing up, I started to have my own students. I was starting to perform with the younger generations, let's say like that. Nowadays, in our ensemble consists of me, my daughter, and four additional musicians. The person who is playing of this is traditional Azerbaijani instruments called tar, Mr. Valiyev.
Kamançada Rauf İslamov.
On kamança, there is another guy named Mr. İslamov.
Balabanda hem de klarnette Rafael Askerov.
On balabans, it's Azerbaijani version of some percussions instrument.
Balaban bir de klarnet. Rafael Askerov.
Mr. Askarov is playing on this instruments. So all of them will be performing on the concert.
Nagarada Zavan Ushak, Nagarada Udarnik.
Okay.
Javid Nabi.
Another member of the ensemble is Mr. Nabiev. He's the youngest one. He will be also performing on Monday night.
Yani bu biz bu kolektifle bütün dünya festivallerinde çıkış etmişiz.
With this ensemble, I performed or most of the international festivals, music festivals. And we are happy that we will be performing on upcoming Monday night in Kuala Lumpur on this festival. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for organizers. And we do hope that people will like our performance.
Okay. Can you tell us about the music that you perform? You know, what are the main sounds? What are the main meanings in them?
As all performers who are dealing with the music, we saw it's one part of the way to earn the money, to earn our living. But after we are spending too many times with each other, dealing with the same work every day, we're becoming more close friends to each other. Spending so many times together, we are used to have a very good relation between each other. But sometimes when we are creating some music, there were some misunderstanding which help us to become stronger. And this music, when you are creating the new piece, the new compositions, they take human beings, let's say the soul, to the next level. Level that brings you a joy, that brings a bright to your life. The year that I started performing was the same year when I married. And now, for the long time, I'm in war with my music and with my family. Because both of them are needed the time, and to find the time for both of them, slightly difficult.
How are the traditions or stories of Azerbaijan expressed within the music?
In Mugam, we're usually singing the classical old stories. Sometimes we are adding the words, the phrases of the modern poets into the our modern compositions. We're performing both traditional classic folk music as well as songs which are written by the young composers as well as with the composers of the old generation. Usually in the songs we are singing some stuff concerning how do the human being should act in this life, how he should keep the traditions of the families, tradition of the nations, how he should live his life correctly.
Improvisation is a prominent feature in the performances. How does this occur during the performance?
I think you are right that improvisation is very important stuff for the good performers. If it's coming from the heart, if it's not scheduled or written before, if it's coming from the bottom of the heart, it's a sign that this performer can become the world-class performer. Well, from my point of view, it's not the new one, but improvisation for me is when I'm performing some well-known composition by my view, and when I'm satisfied with my performance of this composition, I'm very happy.
Fargana, perhaps you could share your experiences of being on the road and performing with a musician like your father.
The first time I was performing with my father, it was in Baku, in Azerbaijan, when I was a child. And my father's idea and his thought was to create the good performer from me. And now I do understand that to make a performer, you need the time, you need the will, you have to sacrifice a lot. And I'm very grateful to him that he spent so many time and was so sacrificed his personal time and life to me. It was in 1996, the first time when I was performing with him on the scene. I was sitting in the hall, actually, with the other people, and he was performing. And then he stopped his performance and asked me to come to the scene to perform with him together. And starting from that time, it's already almost 20 years that we're performing together with the father on the various festivals in different countries, and I'm very happy with that.
Do you both have different styles of performance?
Yeah, our style of performance is different. Because when the one person is performing, this is the one way. But when the two voices are singing, they should be considering together. So the style is slightly different, absolutely.
And is there still a thriving or active Mugam music tradition or scene in Azerbaijan?
During the 80s, Alim Gasimov started to perform Mugam on the scene. And this was the time when other performers were using some parts of Mugam in their performance. When Mr. Gasimov brought the original art of Mugam to the people, it was very interesting for the population of the country, and it was greeted with the great respect. And the performers of the old generations of this art of Mugam were very happy that the young performer like Mr. Gasimov was at that time were bringing the old tradition to the younger generation, to the modern Azerbaijan at that time. And starting from the 80s, our days, Mr. Gasimov is trying to popularize Mugam in the world. This art is supported by the First Lady of Azerbaijan and the foundation she's headed. And we are very happy and grateful for this. This Mugam art is now known all around the world. And this is a very good sign for the young people in Azerbaijan who is willing to come to Mugam to become a performer of this art.
Finally, looking at the performance in the upcoming performance on Monday, what can Malaysians expect?
First of all, we're very happy that we will be performing in the Malaysian Petronas Philharmonic Hall. I hope that the people who will come to this concert will understand the folk music of Azerbaijan, because the folk music is also popular in Malaysia, so that will be very easy to understand for them. And if in such great place we will reach our top level, I think that they will enjoy it, and from now on maybe they will be interesting in Azerbaijan's Mugam.
Pusaka, as part of Diversity 2015, is presenting the Alim Gasimov Ensemble from Azerbaijan this upcoming Monday, 7 September 2015, from 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Dewan Philharmonic Petronas in KLCC. Tickets start at 200, then go to 250 and 300. There are discounts for group tickets. For two tickets, you get 20% off. Four tickets, 30% off. And for 10 and above, 40%. This applies to all categories. For tickets, please contact the DFP box office. Thank you very much for joining me today. I've been speaking with Alim Gasimov and Fargana Kasimova, musicians from Azerbaijan. And translating for us today has been Vasif Abutalibov of the Embassy of the Republic of Azerbaijan. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.